Dr. Cullen, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, you obviously get requests to be involved in charities, to give up your time all the time, I can imagine. Why Mentor Me? What was the appeal?
I think I really liked I liked the work that Child Fund were doing, particularly in Myanmar. I loved that they were focusing on helping teenage girls that can't stay in school, for different reasons, that they need to leave to work or to get married really young. And I thought this is an area I feel really passionately about. And it sounded like a really fun experience. To be honest, it's kind of terrifying that people want advice from me. I feel like sort of saying to them, are you sure you know what you're getting yourself into? But I love the program. And if someone thinks my advice can be useful, then why not give it?
Well, look, surely you've done some mentoring before in your time?
Literally never.
Wow. That is absolutely stunning to me.
No, I mean, people have helped me, but I've never really mentored anyone before. No, in fact, I've never thought about that until you raise it, Nick, which makes me quite uncomfortable. Why has no one ever asked me to mentor them?
Why has no one ever asked you to mentor?
For whatever reason, which I will discuss with my psychologist after this call, but I have had people that have been really generous with their time in helping me and giving me advice. So it's one of those things where I guess I felt, and then you pay it forward. Someone helped me, so then I'll help someone else, and it sort of goes down the chain.
In Australia in particular, I think sometimes we have to acknowledge that it's very hard to get strong female mentors for younger women as well.
Yeah, I think that's true. When I look back, actually, at all the mentors that I've had, they've all been men, and they've been amazing. My PhD supervisors were men. The people who gave me my first job opportunities were men, in academia, and they were passionate feminists themselves and encouraging me to achieve. But sometimes maybe it would have been nice also to have a woman and to ask a woman for her advice on different experiences. So I think if there can be, as all people, but particularly as women, we need to lift the people up who are coming behind us. That's our responsibility, I think. And so if I can do that, then why wouldn't I?
Well, exactly. Why wouldn't you? I mean, what sort of knowledge do you think you would want to pass on in these mentoring sessions?
Well, I have a lot of terrible mistakes I've made that I'd be happy to share so they could avoid doing them themselves. But I think, there's just the obvious tips and tricks of the trade, that I didn't realise at the time that I could share with people and go, if you do this, it's much quicker, or you might not realise you need to do this, but this makes a big difference. But also just that, I guess the general rallying stuff of, the monster of self-doubt that we can all have on our backs. Talking to someone about how I deal with that. Also, if they're a young woman who's thinking that maybe they might want to have a family someday and juggle that with career, I can certainly talk about that with my experience. I had my kids really young, and so I could, I had my daughter when I was 23.
Wow.
So my kids have been my constant companion while I've been working all this time as well. So I could certainly offer advice on how I've, managed that manic juggle too.
I think that'd be incredible because, of course, family and that imposter syndrome, it certainly affects women. Men tend to just blasé their way through the world, assuming that everything is going to be fine.
Exactly.
I definitely know what I'm talking about. There's no issue here at all. Look, I also think the thing with the Child Fund Mentor Me auction, as you said, it's not something we think about a lot, is actually what's happening to teenage girls in countries like Myanmar. You mentioned before about it's so hard for them to find work that there's, not a lot of opportunities there.
Well, that's the thing. More than half of the country's teenage girls aren't in school. Like, that's a staggering rate. Mm. And that's because a lot of them are dropping out because they either need to get married really young or they need to work. And there's really high rates of gender-based violence and trafficking of young girls and women there as well. There's not a lot of public information given about things like reproductive health for the young women. So that's where Child Fund said, let's partner with an organisation that's there and let's give those skills to young girls, teenage girls, so they're in a position to hopefully be able to make better choices for themselves in the future and their communities and their families.
It sounds like an absolutely perfect combination of a chance to mentor and a great charity to be supporting while you do it.
It's win-win. Please bid for me. I'm so scared I'll be the one with the least amount of money. You need to know the other people on the list are really impressive.
I don't think you're going to be the one with the least amount of money, Doctor.
Well,
trust me.
I know. I have contacted my mum. I'm not joking. She said, Mum, you better bid for me.
Well, look, if people are interested in bidding, the website is childfundmentorme, all one word, .org.au. We'll have a link up on the 2SER.com website. Dr. Susan Carlin, it's been an absolute honour speaking to you this morning.
It's been a delight, Nick, and I'm assuming you're going to be bidding too. And let me tell you, if you win the bid, I will buy the coffee.
You will buy the coffee?
Yes, I'll buy the meal. I'll buy the lunch.
That is a deal I will take. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.